nice, warm out there, right?
Yeah.
But it's not compared close to India at all. Last week when we left India, we had a temperature above 35. You're talking in Fahrenheit, close to 100, 105 degrees. That's our summertime in India. But praise God, amen?
Amen.
He's a good God. And this picture's up, please.
Yes.
I just want to quickly share with you this 2 weeks ago, as I was ministering in one of the villages, I met this person over there. And this person just came to me for prayer. And I prayed for him, gave him a talking Bible. Before that, he didn't ask me anything. I saw his shoes. He had a shoes, we can see his foot. And I really felt sad and immediately asked someone, give some money to someone and brought him his shoes. And he was so excited. And those, you won't believe, the shoes he was wearing, it was just over 8 years. Praise God, in that village, it's when I went to give talking Bibles, I was able to give to him because he was not educated. And God really helped us. He was so excited and he thanked God for the goodness. And he was so happy to have us. You'll be able to, I don't know whether you can focus on the shoes, but the shoes he was wearing was really, you can really see his toes up. But the excitement when he said, thank God for the shoes, even though he's walking with his clutches, coming to hear the voice of God, it was very tough. That place where I went, the temperature was 108 degrees. Humid. But yet, the people were hungry for the word of God. God is a very good God. People don't mind how much ever weather it is. When it is a Sunday, any time, if it is God's timing, they're there. In India, I don't know whether sometimes people say when it is raining or too cold, people don't come to church. Or people, they say when it is too hot summer, people don't go to church. In India, it's not like that. It's quite different. Whether it's rain or cold, they don't miss the Sunday service. They say it is God's day. They finish all the service and then they say, okay, after the church we will come and meet. They don't miss the church and go to different family occasions. Because most of the Hindu people, they have their occasions or the marriages or parties only on Sundays. So the families who have been converted from Hindu background, they have sometimes tough time telling them no. Because when they say no, they try to push them aside or neglect them because, oh, you're worshipping a foreign god and you don't want to come and be a part of our celebration. But I would really thank God for their integrity and what God has been doing in their life. They see the changes.
Yes.
It's not just one day thing, but it's an ongoing thing. Praise God. Next slide, please. This is one of the ladies where I ministered last week. You could see her house behind it. When you go to a house, you can't just walk. You need to be on your knees, go bend and go into a house. All she had just was few pots, a small kid for about 5 years, and the husband works in the farm field, and we share the gospel to them. We gave them a talking Bible. And that's the only electronic gadget, I could say, or only Bible she's having in the whole house. That's about, maybe I would say it's just 4 feet by 5 feet, the house. It's. In the house, you cannot stand. You can see how the roof is. You cannot stand. But when they receive the gospel, you can see the light in their face. Next slide, please. This is one of the, I told in England terms, he is one of the donut vendor. But Indian donuts are spicy. So Indian donuts are very spicy. And we share the gospel to them. And we gave them a talking Bible. And after that, He hung the talking Bible on the wall there. Next slide, please. He hung it over there. That's a shop. That's the only donut shop in the whole village. You're talking, if I say it's a village, you're talking about 5,000 people there. So people in the village, usually in the evenings, they don't have power supply, electricity. They come here at the donut shop. They talk. They read. They just talk and chat after the farming work. So that place, he hung the talking Bible there. He said, I'm going to charge it in the daytime in the sunlight. I'm going to switch it on the whole evening. So when the people come, they can hear the word of God. So that's him and his wife running a donut shop, I can say. It's an Indian donut, very spicy shops. Sometimes they had they put a lot of chilies, and if you just taste one, you'll be really almost in your tears. He offered me some, and I did try them, and it was good. But praise God for also that kind of people who are there in that village ministry. Next one, please. Is there anything else? Another one? Yeah, that's it. Thanks. Thank you very much. Praise God. Amen. As I told you, I don't know whether people had time to see the talking Bible. If you have time, just have a look at this, how it functions with the one which I have, which has a solar panel. And because I said no electricity in the villages, they can put it in the sun for 2 hours and listen to the word of God for 10 hours. God has very good, graciously enabled us to give 100 talking Bible. I want to share with you a quick testimony. A few years ago, like this, when I was ministering, I was in need of 100 talking Bible. Buying one talking Bible cost about £15. And I was in need of 100 a few years ago. And I was praying, and the village people, when I went to distribute, they said, why don't you come and distribute to us also, please? So I was praying, and one evening, a pastor where I met him a few years ago, he was from a Methodist or a very small village church in United States. I met him a few years ago. And one evening, he called me, Frederick. And I said, yes, Pastor, how are you? Everything is fine. Everything is fine. I'm planning to come to India. Usually when people from America, when they say they're coming, usually they plan 6 months ahead or 3 months. But this pastor said, I'm coming to India. I said, oh, good. When are you coming? He said, I'm coming next week. Oh, wow, that's interesting. I said, yes, I'll be glad to pick you up, no problem. Then I went the following week and picked him up. As I was driving, he said one thing. Someone in my church gave me $1,500 check for talking Bible. I never shared to him. I never told him anything. It was really shocking for me. And the next day, we both went to the shop. He bought about 100 talking Bible. On the third day, he left back to America. Isn't that wonderful? God answers our prayers. That's what I always say, where there is a vision, there's always a provision. God is a good God. So I went back again. The village people are so excited, because when you give them a Bible, they don't know how to read or write. Many thousands of villages, even the newer generation, they don't send them to educate. They just put them in the farming field or just do what they want to do. But when we go and reach the gospel, we also give them a Bible. So before going to work or doing anything, the whole family sits and listens to the word of God every morning. And again in the evening, they listen to the word of God. Amen. God is a very good God. I thank God for this Goldtop Church being a part of our work. And we were so happy having the team coming to us last year. This is last year, right? Yeah. Some of the families in the church were so excited. They said, are they going to come again next year? I said, I don't know. Let's see. Because, no, they see, or they never had a white people coming into the house. Never in their life. The neighbors started asking them, who are the people, who are the foreigners who came to your house? What did they do for you? They said, they just came and prayed for us. How come? Are you so influential? But hey, they're not so influential. My God is so influential. He's able to bring the people from Goldtop Church all the way to Bangalore and to visit the small houses. And those people had a great impact in their life. Those people said, Pastor, did you take a photo of them with us? Did you take a photo of it? Many people asked me. I said, I just took few, but I couldn't take everyone because they want to frame it in the house. As Pastor Mark was reading, one scripture which came to me today was Book of Psalm, verse 8. It says, the Lord is mindful of us. Take that sentence out and see, mindful. The Lord is mindful of us. Come on. Imagine that. The Lord is mindful of you. Isn't that wonderful? What is it that you're mindful of a man? It says, you made him a little lower than the angels. The Lord is mindful of each and every one of you here. Come on. I don't think your parents also are mindful of you guys. Sometimes we are mindful of different things in our life. What should we do tomorrow? What should we do for tonight? What's the schedule for this week? What should I do? What's a bank holiday tomorrow? That's got going on in our mind. But the Bible says the Lord is mindful of us. In another scripture it says the Lord is mindful of us. In book of, very quickly, in the book of Psalm 115, verse 12, it says, the Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. Imagine your child, she's going around. You're trying to think, what is she going to pick it up? You're trying to see if she picks up something wrong, you're there to help, right? If she's done something, you're there to protect or care. So it's the same way, the Lord is mindful of us. The Lord is mindful of us to care us, to protect us, to give us peace, to give everything that is needed. The Bible says the Lord is mindful of us. He will bless us. As in the Bible it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of his life. In another translation it says, surely goodness and mercy will hunt you down. Because the Lord is mindful of us. As well as in our church, in our ministry, God is really mindful of us. We thank God for every ministry that's happened. Even though we are a small church, we are supporting 5 local pastors in the villages. Every month we collect an offering just the people to give to support the local pastors. We support 5 village pastors as a church there. We support them every month. We pray for them. And once in a year, we call them to come to our church and speak to us and share what's happening in their ministry. The Lord is good. Amen. Sometimes we wonder, even though we are a small group, God doesn't see the size of it. God is not interested in the size. He is interested in you because he is mindful of you. Amen. He's a good God. As well as the tailoring ministry, this year we have another 55 women getting trained now. They are graduating in July 2nd week. Some of them from the Hindu Muslim background. I was surprised. We share the gospel to them. Some of the Hindu women, very tough. They can't say it in the house or to the neighbors that they're going to church for getting trained. They just say that they're going to the tailoring center just to learn the trade. But when they are there, they give all the prayer requests and God answers them. God is a prayer answering God. We are in a beautiful world. The best creation in the world is you. The best creation in the world is you. Can you show someone like you, anyone else in the world? No one. The best creation is you. The Lord has done perfect things in you. There's no one else. There's no copycat or what do you say that? There's no duplicate. There's only one Pastor Julie around the world. Only one Pastor Gary around the world. The God is mindful of them. Imagine mindful. What are you mindful of this evening? Praise God. Amen. We are in the house of God. When we are in the house of God, the Father is here.
Yes. Amen.
The Father's house. The Father knows what the child needs before the child could say. The mother knows before the child could say. The mother knows if the child cries, is it hungry or is it in pain or anything. The mother knows. Do you think the baby can say? Before she could say, the mother knows it. It's the same way our God knows it. Because He is mindful of us. Praise God. Amen. And I want to invite you all once again to come to India. We'll be glad to have you. And especially we were really touched by the ministry of the team which they did with the children over there, and especially with the tailoring team. They were also happy that the people from other country, like they were telling, people from England came all the way and prayed for us. I don't know how much you felt, but they felt the value of your visit and their prayers. And also thank God for this church as a church. And I don't see it as a church. I see it as a family. And I see it as a family, so I thought I should do something for the family. So we bought some Indian keychains for you guys. So if you have time, there's some keychains in the, what do you call that? In the bowl there. So pick one. It all has some scripture verses. And we got this all the way as a gift for each and every one of you. You can pick one. Keep us in your prayers. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Julie. Thank you, Pastor Dave. Thank you, Pastor Mark. And all the leadership team and everyone here. Thank you for your prayers. God bless you. Thank you.